We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's give people another chance to win Joe's Dough right here on 560 The Joe WQAM. Text the word TREAT right now to 72881. That's TREAT, T-R-E-A-T, to 72881 right now. You can win $1,000 Joe's Dough. Just text the word TREAT to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by NJR and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. The word TREAT is the 8M code word. Text it to 72881.
So Ron Kopa, the umpire for last night's Mets game against the Marlins, said I blew the call. Said I blew it. I had it right. I should have stuck with it when I was getting ready to call him out and saw the tip on the elbow. He leaned in. I didn't realize it. Leaned in over the plate. Should have been a strikeout. Should have been the second out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, and I messed it up. Meanwhile, Marlins going, that's great. We're 1-6, man, on that walk-off hit by a pitch you just called. That was a bad, bad call. And so, yeah, this stuff has been around. Doesn't happen every game, no, but there have been guys through the years in the history of baseball that you knew if the bases were loaded and they were up and you threw it inside, you were going to pay because they would take it. They would lean into it. Sometimes it get called. A lot of times it didn't get called, so – last night, and we found out together because I didn't know. I'm being really honest. I did not know. It's not reviewable. Did not know until and apparently some of the Mets TV broadcasts didn't know either because they were like, well, they're going to review this. And somebody goes, well, I don't think they can. If you missed the Mets call, here it is from yesterday's game.
1-2 coming. And the slider in there, strike three. Conforto on the pitch. It hit Conforto. He made no effort to get out of the way. It was a strike, but he didn't move. And Don Mattingly is going to come out and argue the call with the home plate umpire, Ron Kopa.
The ball hit him, and it was going to be a strike.
Yep.
So the Mets are celebrating. The Marlins are arguing. And unless this is overruled, the Mets have themselves a 3-2 win as Conforto is nicked by a pitch. Now, by rule, you have to make an effort to get out of the way. And that's what the Marlins are arguing.
This is a strike, yep. And he gets hit. Look at that. Oh, you can't do that.
They have totally got
a case.
They got
to bring
here.
It back.
Totally have
yes.
a case.
They're
going to.
It's absolute.
He stuck his elbow right into that pitch.
It's going to be strike three.
The umpires are conferring, and let's see.
Now, the hit by pitch is reviewable.
The umpires are leaving.
Oh,
that's okay, man. That happens to everybody. That one crazy call, and you look at each other and you go, I'm not sure. Do I go with something knowing it could be wrong? But I have a feeling a lot of people didn't realize that that is not reviewable.
Well, it just seems odd that it's not. You know, that's the problem.
Actually, it is kind of weird that it's not reviewable. But listen, baseball's getting beat up on everything and trying to make it cool for kids and – And so,
well, this doesn't make it more cool or uncool. It's just, it's basically taking 30. I mean, how long did it take these broadcasters to, when they saw the replay, to say, oh, that's got to be, yep, that's right. Yeah, he leaned in. It took them 10 seconds.
Inside of the plate strike. No question about it.
We're not talking about a pass interference call 40 yards downfield. That takes 5 minutes sometimes to review in the NFL. Like, we're talking about somebody that takes 10 seconds. They look at it in New York. They call it they in the offices, whatever. They go back and say, nope, he leaned in. He's out. It's done. Right.
Well, this does fit, kind of go under the whole, you know, baseball, this is one of the problems. And I'm like, no, this has nothing to do. This could be taken care of. This is not. And now, you know, we're going to get into the strike zone and all this stuff, just like Woody did earlier. And I just thought, could have one little thing, man. You would have been able to review that. You would have had that. It would have been two strikes, bases loaded. And the other problem with this thing last night is Anthony Bass coming in with a 2-1 lead in the ninth, gives up a solo home run, and then loads the bases. Intentional walk to load the bases to set up a potential double play ball. But, I mean, some of this is on them. That's why I don't know, outside of the call was terrible, and everybody's going to say this is horrible way to end a game, and we all agree. But part of this, Marlins did to themselves, because their closer has gotten off to a rough start.
Right.
So that's the other part of this. And, you know, you give up a home run, so it's a 2-2 game at this point anyway. You load the bases with one out. That's another problem that you did, but it should have been two outs, and hopefully get the third out and play extra innings. It just, it didn't happen last night. They're now 1-6 on the season. But, yeah, he blew it. I will give the guy credit. He came out right away. He didn't run and hide in New York, which is a hard place to run and hide in sports. He came right out and said, hey, you guys, listen, man, I saw it. I blew the call.
Right.
I blew the call. And
said the guy was hit by the pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out.
Yep.
That basically should've... that was his quote right after the game.
Should have been it. Should have been it. And then the part always gets me, like, you got the win. Okay. Nothing's going to happen. It's your game. Move on. Day off. We'll play again tomorrow and all that stuff. But I don't want to hear the manager of the Mets coming out and say, the umpires, I thought, made the right call. Are you kidding me? Like, you can defend your guys, and that stuff happens, and, you know, it's a bang-bang call. There's a lot of ways to kind of go into gray air, but don't come out and say that was the right call. Don't. This guy Rojas, don't come out and say that. Okay. Well, you remember that. you remember that one in the future. When it happens to you and some other guy says that,
see how
you like that. 305-567-0560. Jimmy B last night in the Heat. Take care of the Lakers, 110-104. And all anybody's writing about is no AD and no LeBron in the game. Anyway, what do we got coming in this morning?
All right, well, we actually have a weather report from Valdosta Dolphin Mike up there in Georgia. It says raining here in Valdosta. This is a good day. It's heading north tomorrow, 80% for the whole state. Augusta also with the rain. Not a good weekend. It's going to be really nasty there all weekend long near Augusta.
Well, I got a good idea for him. So there's going to be other sports in other parts of the country to watch, man.
Right.
It'll be all right.
Yep. Oh, he's just,
and they're going to get
concerned.
That thing
That's
in.
It.
Don't worry. Even if a little bit of it gets rained out, they will get they'll get it in by Sunday. If they have to play, I've seen this show before on a bad day at Augusta, and those guys have done it before. If they got to play 27 or 28 or 24 holes in one day and finish up that third round on a Sunday and then come back in the afternoon, they will do it. They will do it.
Someone just texted, I just watched the Marlins call. I'm willing to argue that the ball didn't touch him at all. For that not to be reviewed in reverse, straight garbage.
Well, that's the crazy part of this,
right,
is that it's not reviewed. It's almost to the point you would think baseball would just like, hey, let's go ahead and pass this so that didn't happen again. Because it was a brutal, brutal call and made that home plate umpire just look like it's amateur hour for umpires who already take a ton of heat. Ton of heat.
Right.
Bring in the robots.
There you go, Woody. That's good.
Jeez. By the way, I don't know what Woody did.
Woody, are you done?
Yeah. Was that your robot voice?
Yeah.
Very good. I don't know what Woody did, and I talked to him during the break, but he brought up Tom Hanks, and the text machine is all over Tom
Hanks. Should I issue an apology?
I don't even know at this point.
I'm unaware of what his politics are, but I don't know. I just thought everyone liked Tom Hanks.
Right. Like, it says, Tom is a great guy, but his outspoken political views are not what I want. Woody, once again, you prove how out of touch you really are. It's from Pat.
I actually wrote back, like, I am out of touch. I have no idea what his political beliefs are.
Another one said, Tom Hanks makes great movies, but there's a reason he's a citizen of Greece. Is he a citizen of Greece?
See what you paused? No.
I mean, I don't know.
No,
Joe,
I apologize. I take the blame for this one. I screwed up. I didn't realize.
You thought the whole world just loved Tom Hanks.
I just thought people liked Tom Hanks. I didn't know he was such a horrible person.
Someone said Tom Hanks is no more qualified to be president than Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, God, it was a joke. He's not running, everyone. Relax. I mean, neither is The Rock. It was just a
Hollywood's a woke millennial like this. I mean, what happened?
Yeah. All right, so what else you got there coming in?
Boy, what a mistake. Please accept my apologies.
Try to get past the Tom Hanks stuff.
Someone said the kimono dragon, all of them have salmonella in them, in their mouth. If you get bit, you're screwed.
Jeez. I don't plan on seeing any. I'm good.
Right. Well, did you see what someone sent us on Twitter? Apparently it's a game show in Japan or something.
Somebody sent us
a Twitter video with that lizard.
Japanese game show, they lock four families in the store with this monster, and they have to figure out how to get out while the audience laughs at them.
Oh, hell, I'd watch that. That sounds pretty good.
Of course. I don't want to go anywhere
near. I didn't think about that. That'd be a pretty good watch. Why don't we have more shows like that? Oh, he went down. Uh-oh. Get somebody in there. Now it's gotten too serious, and people are going crazy.
Well, they sent us a video. It's a YouTube video. It just says Death by Lizard. I'm scared to click on it. Me too. What's going to happen?
All right, let me get some other ones in here. There's no moral victories against Alabama, Joe. Bama's a worse team than Tua's last year. They didn't win the title or even the SEC that year. It's very hard when you have to play a lot of young guys. Saban can't change that. I actually like Miami in this one. Someone's taking Miami.
Well, they got a lot of new guys. Now, listen, their new guys are
still five-star guys.
Some of the top players in the country, and he had another great recruiting class. But they have – it's going to be their first college football game for a lot of them, and – there were a lot of backups last year that will be starters this year, and they've got a handful of big-time players that are coming back. That big, oversized left tackle is a monster. Left tackle or left guard, about 350, and just looks like he's got top pick written all over him. Yeah, they got a really good safety from down here. They got some great players.
Yeah, good players, Joe. Yeah, a lot of good players.
Everybody knows that, though. But the experience. The experience has got to be the neutralizer.
So Horndog said, Bama and Saban going to take us to the woodshed. Manny and his staff ain't savvy enough to pull off an upset. If we lose by 10 or less, I can live with it. But 30, no. Manny better update his resume if we lose by 30-plus points.
I would be disappointed. I'm telling you right now, I'm with him. I would be really disappointed if we got blown out in that game with what they lost. With what they lost, I would be really disappointed.
Well, someone said, correction, Joe. Miami and Alabama are recruiting the same guys. They're just mostly choosing Alabama over us. Eventually, it'll turn back in our favor, though.
Well, first of all, if you look at the rankings and the amount of five-star, they're beating everybody on a lot of recruits, not just Miami.
Right.
There's a lot of players, including right at the end, that if they're not going to Alabama, they change their mind once he gets on and starts showing them videos. And
what's a respectable point differential for you in that game? Like,
be in the game in the fourth quarter.
What can you lose?
Woody.
Be in the game. Woody, so you want like a one-score, two-score game.
That'd be great. Thank you. Yeah. Be in the game. I don't want to see what I saw that North Carolina thing. That just cannot happen. Cannot. And by the way, that North Carolina game, that thing, we got to get this North Carolina problem taken care of too. All right, what else you got? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. They lost their quarterback, three linemen, two wide receivers. Before 2020, they went undefeated and won the title that year. They have guys that have been salivating to get their time to shine. Bama wins by 35. Good God.
All right. Well, listen, you can give any prediction. We all can do it right now. And I'm guessing most Canes fans think it's going to be a blowout. I'm guessing Woody's sitting here saying it too. I'm just saying you've got everybody coming back except your two pass rushers. Two good, really good pass rushers are gone from last year's team. And everybody else is coming back. This should be the best offensive line they've had in a long, long time. This defensive line has everybody back, bigger and stronger, a year older. Hell, Leonard Taylor, they got to find a way for that kid. That their top recruit, one of the top recruits in the country.
Right.
We don't get that happening very much. His ass needs to be in there getting a rotation. Hopefully he comes in from high school there at Palmetto and is ready to play. So, yeah, we'll see. All right, Zach, we got to go to break here.
Okay.
Everything gets 30, 35. You're talking politics, pissing people off.
Oh, my God. I wasn't talking politics.
Who knew that Tom Hanks would do that?
I don't know Tom Hanks is such a bad guy. According to, like, three people that texted in, but.
Was that a shot at those three for doing that?
No,
that,
oh. I don't know what his political beliefs are. I know he's Woody. Woody from.
They weren't thinking about his.
Well, first of all,
movies.
The guy that was angry with me thought that Tim Allen was Woody. Right. So what does he know?
Someone just texted in, speaking of Tom Hanks, Hollywood has the brains of Wilson. This guy's
that
not
may,
happy. With
that him. May be true.
This guy's not happy with Woody.
All good right. Man, well, wow. Listen. We'll take a quick break here. I think we'll be all right on a Friday, you guys. I think we'll be all right. Ron Rossi going to join us here in this 8 o'clock hour, 305-567-0560. We will be back right after a break. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Happy Friday for everybody out there. Could use a little happy something, a little happy Friday. As we've got the big charity event tomorrow, the big DCC, the Dolphins Challenge Cancer, raising a lot of money again this year. The old numbers really starting to pick up this year again. And so for everybody out there, looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there walking and running and the cycling part. And then I'm going to call some guys out, man, and some guys like – so. If you want to take pictures, I want to let you know Mark Duper's going to be out there and Dwight Stevenson and all those guys. So you guys can.
Nice. I'm sure they're
going
to
really, tell you had to do that, man. You had to have a little fun and do that, man. You couldn't help yourself. I thought about the bike. No more jumping on a bike to do an event and then not getting on a bike for another year. That's just. Not a good idea. Not for my butt, not for if the wind's blowing, or just not a good idea.
By the way, the Dolphins Challenge Cancer Twitter page just literally 30 seconds ago put out a tweet says, one day away from the event, more than 5 million raised so far.
That's great.
Help us make even a bigger impact and make a gift today with a link for it. But 5 million so far for this year's DCC. Wow.
Well, listen, it's the big event that the Dolphins have tied in with Sylvester and made a big commitment for a lot of money for a long time. So to get things, make it even a better cancer center, which, by the way, it's already top-notch for people that live here in South Florida. It's really
good.
We
have an unbelievable place in our backyard. Not a lot of places could say that around the country. We have one of the top facilities, and it is so different. I actually recently went down there with my wife in the last couple months, and she was there 10 years ago. It looks like a totally different place now. It's unbelievable.
A lot more research, top-notch doctors, and state-of-the-art equipment. And everything else. So listen, and the goal is just to continue to get everything they need and keep fighting this cancer stuff for everybody out there that's been touched by it either personally through friends, family, or just beat it yourself. It's touched. It is true when somebody says, you know, one thing about cancer, like you've either had somebody in your family, usually,
right,
but you've had people you work with. I've now had two people that I do the games with. I've lost one, and one's fighting cancer.
Right.
Right now. And you know, it started behind Jim Mandich and Mad Dog, and he got bile duct cancer, which we have found out is some of the worst stuff going.
Right.
I want to say 14 months later after finding out. And God bless him, man, because he said, you know what? I have this bad stuff, but I got a year to get everything done and watch my football team one more year. And he did, man. He
unbelievable.
The stories that came out, and since we're talking about Sylvester, and God bless Sylvester, man, and this has really got me. He was staying at the hospital by the end of the year and would have somebody come get him at the hospital and get him to the last couple of games.
Jeez.
Sat next to me. And had a machine with him, just to do the last few games. And I got to tell you something. I saw what he went through with that. He never complained. The boys, Mike, if Mike knows out there, if he's there, he traveled with us some. And the thing is, and it was amazing, and it was so awkward. So the last few games, people come up and go, Doggy, man, you lost a lot of weight.
Right.
You know, because he did the games forever. Mad Dog, you lost a lot of weight, man. What's going on? And, you know, it was just awkward. And I'm standing there because we stayed close to him. and how he handled it, telling guys from other, like, hey, or he either like, yeah, just on a diet. Or, you know, somebody go, you know, they got
played
the word.
Right.
But it was, he lost a lot of weight, too, right. and didn't last long after the season. That was it. So again,
Joe, how about the fact that I would go in to see Ashley, and sometimes it would be after the show or whatnot or towards the weekend, and if he was going in, he had treatment on the same floor. There'd be times where he knew Ashley was there, and he walked down the hallway to check in on my wife.
Yeah,
and I'd come and I'd see him, and I'd be like, "Doggy, what are you doing?" He goes, "Just checking to make sure she's okay. She had treatment today." Like he would check. He was getting treatment, and he walked down the hall to see how Ashley was doing. I'll never forget that.
He was that kind of guy.
He was that guy. Right.
He was the guy that if you're on the corner and needed money, he was a guy if you were ever at a hotel that bought drinks for every Dolphin fan. Said, listen, if they paid enough, and they cared enough to travel on the road with us, they're gonna have some. We're gonna have drinks. A couple times I was tired. I go, hey, man, dog, we've been drinking all night. I'm going to bed. He goes, no, you're not.
He goes, we're not.
We're going to the bar. We're going to a hotel bar. He says, you see fans? And I go, yeah, I see a bunch of them. He goes, we're going. And, the stories with Mad Dog are
ridiculous.
Absolutely
right.
Classic.
Everyone's got one, right? Anyone that's ever kind of met Doggy or been near Doggy somewhere has got a Doggy story.
Well, listen, this thing was started partially because of Mad Dog. And so everything everybody's done, we really appreciate it. And now we got Jimmy dealing with some of this stuff, Cephalo. And so we got to fight it with him now too, man, and get him back. And this one is a little personal now. Now it's gotten a little over the top. So we're going to keep fighting it. And so anybody, and they closed it down. I know some people have asked if they can go out, and I didn't know. So I want to apologize because apparently it's closed. And so you can't just show up with a bike or show up and walk or run if you haven't registered. And so, again, my big mouth gets me in trouble telling everybody to show up tomorrow. So even I
Joe Rose told me to come
even
here. Right.
I can screw up. I'm the only guy who can screw up a charity event. I'm the only one that can get a text like I got today saying, no, people cannot just show up, man. We're closed. You can't just do that. We already have a ton of people coming out there, so I apologize for.
I hope that text was from your daughter also.
It was.
Yep.
Let me have it, man.
Right,
let me have it this morning. No. Yep. There was no question about
you
that.
You just can't win with those daughters, man. You suck.
Oh, man. And I got hit hard on the other thing yesterday. Oh man. Yeah.
Again?
Oh, man. I took a father getting slapped around a little bit verbally by verbally, got to be careful now saying that. Verbally, a little bit yesterday as well. So it was a very interesting day.
They gonna send you away or something, like on a guy's trip or like?
Yeah, forever.
What's going on with you, man? Because I feel like things are going very, very poorly
so
in your
I'm
home
thinking,
right now.
I'm thinking about, hey, I'm gonna take a few weeks off for personal reasons.
What are you, Kyrie?
Yeah, I was gonna say you never rip Kyrie again.
Right.
I'm going to
load management in the house.
I'm going to. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. I think Bo's got an extra bedroom out where he is right now up in the mountains.
Sure
and
he does.
I'll drive him nuts though, too. It wouldn't take long.
Oh, you went the last 3 days.
Bro,
stop
drinking coffee, man. You're like, stop asking me so many questions. Stop it. I don't need that right now. Please stop. All right, hey, we got Ron Rossi, and we're going to talk some basketball coming up. I'm sorry, but I feel strongly about the other thing that's going on, especially when it's not money and you're going, well, it's great, you're raising all this money. Where exactly is it going? And we go right to Sylvester, right to Sylvester, right to Sylvester for those doctors to do their thing. And it really is one of the top cancer centers in the country, man. It's really got a good reputation, and it's only getting better. So go get them, guys. Go get them, man. We have Ron Rothstein.
By the way, your page is linked right on the top of our Twitter page, at Joe Rose Show. If anyone wants to make a last-minute donation, you can do that right there, pinned on the top of our Twitter page.
I feel bad, and I did it for a while, and I offered to do things. We got a winner for our 2 hours that's going to join us here coming up one weekend in the near future to come in and talk sports. But I always feel bad asking people for money.
Nah, not for this cause.
But if you do want
to. Why do you feel bad asking? Because you have so much?
Yeah, people that are doing okay, that you feel bad asking others. Even though you're giving your own money, you always feel bad that you do that. Yeah, you're exactly right, Woody. Woody, I'm not denying it. You're
well, that's
exactly
when you say
right.
any little bit helps, Joe.
Every bit that you want, and it's a write-off if you do, just go to my page. And
you're like, what's her name, Kylie Jenner, when she gave like $500 to that guy's $50,000 surgery.
Yeah. Thanks, Woody.
It's like, why don't you just pay it? Like, you have the money.
Woody, you know what? You need to shut up. My God, stop.
Good Lord.
Stop already. Hey, I want you to go see Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. So I want you to hurry. Hey, man, the headlines are everywhere. Interest rates are going up, but there's still time to lock in a low fixed rate. Still in the twos. That's if you call my friend Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and take advantage of these still low rates before they start going up. Michael Kotze's been making loans happen here in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense. He does it all. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, whatever it is you want to do, refinance. You're tired of dealing with banks and are taking forever to get approved because maybe something happened on your credit. You need a little Michael Kotze in your life today, man. It's time to have some conversation with him. Any question you might have. So if you're still renting, I want to talk to all the renters out there. Yeah, paying $1,500 to $2,500 a month. Don't make your landlord rich. What are you doing? Go get your home you want. Take advantage of these low rates. You're going to save a lot of money on your monthly payment anyway. So don't look back. If you've been renting but you really like and you're wondering if you can't, call Michael Kotze. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. You know what? I want to give you a cell phone number so you can call or text them. 561-441-2730. It's 561-441-2730. Any question you might have, or just visit choicemortgage.com. Go to choicemortgage.com if you feel more comfortable doing that. MLS 166254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. They are an equal housing lender.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Miami Heat, a 110-104 winner over the Lakers last night. Ron Rothstein going to join us here for a couple of minutes to talk a little bit about that. Coach, thanks for the time, as always. Lakers, a little different-looking team without LeBron James and Anthony Davis, huh?
A little bit. Still pretty good. They're still very, very competitive. But, I mean, come on. You're taking out two fairly important players, I think.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Coach? And good morning to you, and thanks for coming on this morning. We always appreciate and love talking to you about everything. So I heard their coach after the game say, hey, you know what? The other guys, this is only going to help us. Because they did play hard last night. The Lakers came out and played hard. They gave you a great effort. You think that helps when these guys come back and all of a sudden they are the best team in basketball again with the group they have, the support for AD and LeBron?
I think they're pretty good, Joe. Look, anytime you can get guys to have to step, guys who are like in complementary roles, and they have to step up and make major plays at crunch time and get that experience. I think that's big, because down the road, you know, in the playoffs, you never know, A, who's going to get hurt, who's not going to get hurt. B, you know, when teams are tilted defensively to the stars, sometimes those complementary guys got to carry you. So So if they have an opportunity during the regular season, in real moments, to make those plays, that could be big.
Yeah. No, the experience they're getting. I'll ask you about the other team out east. We haven't seen much of KD, Kyrie, and Harden play together, and yet there they are with the best record. You just have the feeling here pretty soon they're all going to get real healthy before these playoffs. Can anybody with their supporting cast, by the way, which is also we don't talk about enough how good they've been, are they clearly the best team in the East, in your opinion, even though there's some other teams like Bucks and 76ers right with them?
I think if they're healthy, and that's a big if.
Yep.
I think if they're healthy and they have a chance to play X number of games together, whatever that number of games is, you know, I don't have that crystal ball. But they have such firepower. And really, I mean, look, it's important to be good defensively, but you can't win a championship unless you're really talented offensively. And one of the things that, you know, if you go back and look over the last 20, 25 years and look at the champions, is how good those championship teams were offensively. And when you're winning, you're plus minus, and not plus minus, but when you're winning by an average of 9 or 10 points a game or 11 points a game, that's championship caliber territory. And that's what those guys could do. And then they got some really nice pieces around them. Look, Joe Harris has emerged as one of the top three-point shooters. You know, he's there, Duncan Robinson. And they just have a lot of firepower. They've gotten better defensively. And it's hard for me to see, if they're healthy and they get a chance to play together, how they're not the favorite in the East anyhow.
Yep.
Right. Coach, a couple additions to this Heat team the last couple weeks or month. Ariza and Oladipo, those two guys. What have you seen from both those guys so far as additions to this team? What did each guy bring? Oladipo, obviously, with a scare last night, injury-wise. But Ariza and Oladipo, in your eyes, what have they brought to this Heat team so far?
Well, I think they bring this great potential to really be good defensively. I mean, you can look out there, and you know, they got to crunch time, and Spo needed a stop or two or three. You could put a team out there of Kimmy, Ariza, Oladipo, Iguodala, and Bam. That's five pretty talented guys. Got some firepower in that offense and in that group also. Okay, and right now, I think they have already added to our defense because both of them physically, they're athletic, they're long, they can guard. Sometimes when I watch, I see our rotations aren't exactly what they should be, but that takes time when you add new people into a system. And, you know, there's hardly any practice time available to these guys. So everything's being done on the fly. But I just think it gives us and I think it gives Spo added weapons and adds the ability for him to mix and match depending upon who we're playing and game situations. I think it's just a plus-plus with both of them. And both of them could score. I mean, Victor Oladipo has been a 20-point scorer in this league, and Ariza has been solid. And by the way, I looked it up yesterday. And I wanted to know what the winning percentage of the guys on our team is. You know, when you talk about players, you talk about and you say, what have they done? And right away, people go to their statistics, and they give you how many points you scored, all of that stuff. I decided I wanted to look at – I want to know how many winners we have on our team. Because, you know, when they talk about coaches, they talk about record. What's your winning percentage? But they never do about players. So anyhow, I looked it up yesterday, and I found out that the only guy in the starting five who doesn't have a winning percentage of 500 or more in their career was Victor Oladipo, and he's just under 500 at 468. And I think having played in Houston recently took him under that number.
Right.
Yeah. And, wow. You know, because they're going through such a rebuild. But you got Jimmy Butler's at 600. Trevor Ariza is at 547. Andre Iguodala is at 597. Bam is at 519. Duncan is at 544. Gordon is at 542. We got a bunch of winners on this team.
Right.
So I like guys. I'm not so much interested in their statistics, because statistics can be driven by who you're playing with and the style your team is playing. I want to know if guys know how to win. And I think that's important.
Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you, and I think our coach Spo's done a great job with whoever starts, you know, and guys coming off the bench. Everybody sucks it up. You never hear about guys bitching, and we hear it on other teams and with other guys, veterans, think they're going to play more and stuff. We don't seem to have that problem. I always wonder, because you've been on the bench for a long time, so you've got to see when guys do pout. You've got to see it up close. I want to ask you, is that a big thing for guys that are especially really good players to start, or is it overrated from what the media talks about?
No, I think, look, NBA players, guys are great players. They've been great players in their career, and that's how they get to the NBA. And everybody's got an ego. And everybody's different. Most guys want to start. If they'll be honest with you, they want to start. For various reasons. A lot of guys are not really capable of accepting what they consider to be a lesser role. But really, it's really about who finishes.
That's right.
That's really the most important thing. So part of the issue is, who are the guys you get? Who are the guys you bring in? Okay? Everybody wants to win. The issue is, do they want to win on their terms, or they want to win on our terms? That's the issue.
Yeah, I brought.
And you always want to find guys, Joe. Yeah. You always want to find guys who are willing to win on the team's terms.
Yeah, I think, by the way, the guys they really have done a good job. Look at Kendrick Nunn, from starting to you add a guy, and he's not playing it. And Tyler Hero. I always wonder, with Tyler being young and having success in that bubble last year, I wonder how difficult it is for him from time to time. He still gets his minutes, but not being in that introduction, I always wonder. But
well, I think a big part of it is, you know, their culture, okay, and the head coach and the front office.
Right.
Those are all very, very important things in selling that program and making it work.
Well, Coach, you've been around NBA for a while, bringing up those two guys specifically, and Duncan and Tyler. Have you been around the trade deadline before and seen guys kind of get a little bit nervous, and then once the trade deadline's over and they haven't been traded, go back to normal? And did we see that maybe with Duncan and Tyler for a couple weeks, where they were in all the trade kind of rumors, but they never went anywhere, and then all of a sudden they got that kind of monkey off their back and felt a little better about their play?
I said, a week before the deadline, I said it to Jax. We're sitting there watching the game, and I said, these shooting woes will go away as soon as the trade deadline passes. Huh. I mean, it happens all the time. Wow. There's the trade deadline, and there's the All-Star game. And when I bring up the All-Star game, the week before and the week after the All-Star game, normally, in normal seasons gone by, you see very strange scores. Because some guys check out early and check back in late.
Right.
And I'm talking about mentally.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay?
That's funny.
And when you talk about shooters, and all of a sudden you see them shooting the way Tyler and Duncan, I mean,
right.
To me it was obvious. There was never any question in my mind that those woes would go away once the trade deadline went away.
Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you this. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid at all on the Jazz or the Suns right now?
Well, I'm impressed by both of them. I don't know if I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
You know, I'm talking championship Kool-Aid. You know what I was talking about, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I think, look, they have really good teams. They haven't done it yet. So you got to be a little hesitant, you know. Look, the Jazz last year, if they didn't lose Bogdanovich, they're in the finals against the Lakers, not the Nuggets. I really think if Bogdanovich was healthy, remember they had the Nuggets down 3-1.
That's right.
I think that was the first 3-1 series they came back from. And they've got all the pieces they need. And if I remember correctly, I don't think Mike Conley played a whole lot last year. He's a really good player. I mean, really good player. They've got a lot of pieces. They play very, very well together. They're very well coached. And I will say the exact same thing about Phoenix. You know, at the end of last year, you remember in the bubble, Phoenix was like killing everybody.
Right.
You know, and they just picked up where they've left off. And they've got a young center. That kid's a stud. Remember, he was a number one pick in that Doncic draft.
Right.
Okay. And he is emerging. He's a big time force in the middle. And then you got a guy like Chris Paul. You see the nugget that was out there. I think ESPN put it out about Chris Paul's career, how teams' winning percentages have always increased after he got there. He's just one of those kind of guys. He's one of those kind of players. You know, and they added Jay Crowder to the mix, who played so well for us last year. I think you have to consider them to be legitimate because you've got to remember not everybody's whole the whole time in the playoffs, and I'm talking injury-wise.
Right.
You know, and your margin of error isn't huge. I don't care how good you are. Your margin of error, the deeper you go into the playoffs, keeps shrinking. And who knows, you know.
Oh, this thing's going to be fun.
Those are two really good teams.
This thing is.
And really well coached.
Going to be fun for sure. You know, Ron, we just have to have you every so often, man, just to come on here and get it rolling a little bit. So thank you so much for getting up with us this morning, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Hey, guys, it's always a pleasure.
Take care.
Be safe.
All right.
All right, Ron Rothstein joining us there on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, Zach, I got to tell you this morning about your South Florida Chevy dealer. Let me see. You got a little time this weekend, so you're shopping around. Oh, you got your list together and trying to find something, you know, you can afford, but it's got a great look to it and got a lot of space. And I'm like, well, I always like to talk to the big guys out there. I want to let you know that if you're looking for a big, comfortable, great-looking SUV, and you haven't seen the new 2021 Tahoes and Suburbans, got a brand new look, sporty look that's been a huge success, and more space. I can't do any better than that for you and your family, especially for folks out there that aren't going to jump on an airplane for a while but looking to take that little SUV vacation. We got them for you. They should call it the Tahoe Vacation and Suburban Vacation because it's perfect for you and the whole family no matter where you're going. Hey, listen, it's so much more. Yeah, when you talk to the general managers and the folks at Chevy, especially here in South Florida, they're going to tell you these are the best products by far we have ever had. Silverado trucks, perfect trucks for you and your lifestyle, man. Working trucks, family trucks, combo trucks. We got them, man. We got them in just the color and style you're looking for. And how about that new midsize SUV, that new Traverse? Boy, it really makes driving fun. It's a midsize SUV, but spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise the style. I got to tell you, they call it a midsize SUV. It looks a little bigger to me with all that space, man. It really does. Hey, we got something for the whole family. Great deals and great prices for you. Are you kidding? Of course we do. You're going to love your experience at South Florida Chevy Dealers. So this weekend, make some time. And remember, wake up and think, South Florida Chevy Dealers, that's right. All over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and get a great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.